Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a lovely day. Cold here today, and yes, my voice is all full because my neighbors are burning their brush piles, and it's just very smoky. And I love the smell of a wood fire, but this is a little bit thick, so it's affecting my voice. Last week I had no voice because I had a cold. This week I'm all scratchy. What's going on? Hey. So I want to talk to you today about signs and patterns and just paying attention to things. Let's face it, we're all busy. That's just how it is. It's our new normal. Things are busy. We tend to be overly distracted, and we're not always paying attention to what's going on in our world, right? Now, most often question I get when I do psychic readings is, how do I know what is guidance? How do I know what are my signs? And here's the thing. There's no straight up one answer. You get to figure that out yourself. I know that's not what you want to hear, but it's not as hard as you think, but you do have to pay attention. I know. It's not a straight line, but okay. So let's just dig into that. So, when things feel sticky, I know a lot of you are empathic, and it just feels sticky. It feels not quite right. And you just know something's off, but you're not sure what. How do you go about figuring it out? What's your go-to? So it might be those of you that are clairvoyants, you might tune in and look for images, look for pictures. Those of you that are clairaudience, you might tune into the situation and wait for that little voice to try to guide you. Those of you that are clairsentient, you just might tune into it and then go with the feelings. Now, and it's not quite that straightforward and simple. It can be. But here's the deal. You have to get to know you. What are your signs? What are your symbols? What makes you, understand, and how do you get your messages? So I have to have boundaries, as do we all. And as we know, 2019 is about boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. And sometimes it's even boundaries with ourselves. When you say yes to too many things and you just have so much going on that you feel exhausted, you've peopled way too much, and you seriously think, what have I done? What am I doing? Why have I done this to myself? But how often do we not see it that way? We're like, oh, I wish they would quit asking me, and I wish they didn't need me to do this. Or, we get caught up in that energy of, well, we're the only ones that can do it, and is that actually true? Maybe. Maybe not. Figure it out. Look at your life. Look at what's working. Look what's not working. And how can you either change how you see it, change your perception, or change it? So I was helping someone with a situation, and it was, totally intriguing, kind of a mystery. And I'm impatient. I want answers. I want to know now. And this is something I'm aware of, even though sometimes I seem to forget and get caught up in the impatientness of myself. And I just was getting a little frustrated because I wasn't getting answers, and I was being a little Obsessive? Not quite to that extreme, but I spent a lot of time and energy on it. And some really fabulous things came out of it, but I had to take a step back. And so what did I do? I booked a reading with someone who's talented, and I got that reading, and I didn't get the answers I wanted, but I did get the answers I needed. How often is that true? And I was like, gotcha. All right. It's not how I wanted it to go, but okay. When I could take the time to just sit with it, I'm like, of course it went that way. But, you know, we get caught up. We get, you know, in that energy of wanting to know now or wanting everything to be tied up in a nice little bow. And that's not the world we live in, is it? But you need to know that about you. And so, you know, I didn't learn anything I didn't already know, but I did want the validations, and I wanted like kind of a objective perspective on it, and I listened. I've just dropped it. I'm not pursuing it. I'm not thinking about it. I'm not trying to figure out the answers. I'm letting it be what it will be, because, you know, at the end of the day, this doesn't totally affect my life. And some good things have happened because of it. Some really interesting things have happened because of it, too. Some interesting learnings, which is always a bonus, even if we don't like it. So when you get messages or signs or patterns, I want to talk about how we go to the negative. We need to be aware of that hugely, because it's easy. Easy, easy, easy. Speaking of which, I keep seeing spiders lately, which is weird. Like, it's odd. And so my favorite books to look stuff up are the Stephen Farmer Animal Spirit Guidebook, but I don't have that right handy. I also love The Secret Language of Signs by Denise Lynn. I actually just saw it on Amazon for sale again. I haven't seen it in a long time because so I stopped recommending it to people, but guess what? It's there. If you can get your hands on it, fabulous. Because it's an amazing little book. And yes, I am a huge fan of hers. Spider. Ooh. So the spider's weaving of its web is a symbol of the creative forces in the universe. The spider's web spirals into a central point and has been considered a representation of the world. The Hindus refer to the web of illusion. Ooh, something about illusion has been coming up a lot lately. This can be a sign of a trap or entrapment. Do you feel like you're getting caught in your own web? Do you feel that you're being caught in someone else's web of manipulation and deception? Take time out to view the situation from a higher perspective. Dun, dun, dun. The other reason I really like this book is because it's not that negative, right? It's not, you know, telling me, oh, no, you are being deceitful. You're caught in someone's deceitfulness. It's saying, take a look. See what's happening. I like it. Now I'm going to look up spider in this dream book. And so, spider, the dark feminine force, spinner of webs, patience, organization. Ask yourself, do I fear or admire these qualities in myself? And so when I read that one, though, there's no ping. There's no, oh, yeah, that fits. It actually doesn't at all. And so that is also good information. Knowing what doesn't work for you is seriously important. Now, if I was, you know, on the ball, I would have grabbed my Stephen Farmer book and looked up spider, but I didn't. So my point is, go read it all. So when you get a sign, okay, and how do you know it's a sign? They really jumped out at me. Today, the spider that I saw really like it had an energy for me to notice. It had a vibration that said, hey, this is a sign. I don't know how to explain that. So when it's a sign as compared to just, oh, yeah, okay, there's a spider, it feels like there's a pulse to it, I guess. It feels amplified. I mean, if you're scared of spiders, of course this isn't going to work for you. But how do I explain this? So you know how sometimes you can see a deer, and it's like, oh, yeah, nice, moving on. And sometimes you see a deer, and something about that deer energetically jumps out at you. It's either a little more vivid or it's trying to get your attention. That's how you know it's a sign as opposed to just, you know, I live in rural Alberta. I see deer all the time. Especially if you have something on your mind and you're asking for answers. That's when it will show up. And it can be, anything can be a sign. But be aware of the vibration of it. I know. Sorry, people, there's no rule book, no guidebook. It's all part of this journey you're on, this spirituality journey. You have to figure things out yourself. And you can get help, but at the end of the day, you have to figure it out. I know. Just like when I got the medium reading, I'm like, I want straight line answers. But that did not happen. Did not. Oh, well. My impatience did shine through. What? I want to know. So let's go through this process. So you get a sign, and you're thinking, oh, maybe it is, maybe it isn't. And, you know, sometimes it's not. So here's a good example. A few years ago, we wanted to move back to southern Alberta. If you've been listening to this radio show, you know the story already. And really badly, actually. And I'm a good manifester. I can make things happen. And all the signs were there that it was going to happen. All the signs. And I'm like, okay, great. I did all my usuals. The signs were there. But there was a couple of things that didn't work. So we were trying to find a place to buy there. We could have sold our place several times, and we're trying to find a place to buy there. Luckily, too, so my realtor wanted me just to sign the contract, and I, before I signed it, I insisted to put in that piece that we don't sell if we don't have a place bought. Like, we can't sell this until we know where we're going, and I almost missed that piece. But there was something about it that felt heavy and uncomfortable. And I'm like, no, that has to be in there. I'm not trusting that much. And I was right. Because then I heard stories later about this realtor. And I'm like, whew, good thing. Because that was the piece that didn't work. We couldn't find a place that fit. We couldn't find a place that fit money-wise, what we needed-wise. And it was interesting. It was quite a journey and adventure. But what did happen is we totally changed how we were living, and we were scrimping and saving and being super careful because we wanted to save up every penny that we could for this move. Well, we didn't move, and Alberta's economy tanked. So it really worked to our advantage not to move because we would have been starting, like my husband, a new job, a community we already knew, but still, you know, when you're the last one hired, that can mean you're the first one fired, and it would have caused more stress. Anyways, but back to signs. They were there. I had readings, said we were going. It was really, really, really interesting. Now, I mean, it's been like 5 years or something, so I can look back now and see why all the pieces came together, not for us to move, but for us to change the way we were doing things so that we could ride out this economic downfall periods, right? Interesting, but you don't know that until after. And I know a lot of people get frustrated. Well, the sign said that I could quit my job and, you know, go do this, but did they? Because you have to, at the end of the day, I know I say that all the time, you have to tune into your own energy. Does it feel comfortable? Is the risk worth the reward, Or are you going to be so stressed along the way that it's just not quite time? Because when we moved here with obstacles that were way bigger, it all fell into place really, really, really smoothly. And trying to move back was bumpy. So it was obviously not what we were supposed to do. But I really, really, really wanted to. And so did I see the signs and, you know, energetically make the signs match what I wanted? Maybe. Did it work out for the best? Yes. But here's the thing, you don't know till you know. Now looking back, I can, you know, sort through all the signs and symbols and see what it meant and how it went, because, of course, there's hindsight, right? Do that. If you're uncertain, look back at things that have happened and sort out the energies that way. Make a list. Write it in your journal book. You know, anybody that does dream interpretation, they advise you to make your own dream journal. Make your own sign journal. Figure it out. I know, too, that the energies right now are really interesting for dream time. So I have to be aware of what I'm reading, watching, doing before I go to sleep, because whatever energies was there totally invades my dreams. It's not always pleasant, not always positive. I even had to clear my dream energy because I was like, whoa. I mean, I was reading some materials that had dark aspects, and it was bothering me more than usual. If that's happening to you, do things differently. Is your pattern always to be afraid? Is your pattern always to look at the negative of things? Oh, no. Something's going to happen. I feel it. I feel it. I know it. But does it? There are people, absolutely, that can see those things coming. I'm not one of them. I chose when I was really young not to. I didn't want that responsibility because I can't handle it. And so do you know that about you? Is that, like, look at the way things have gone on in the past to help you understand yourself for the future. Does that make sense? And when things get all cluttery and confusing, stop. I know when I'm working on my computer and I'm, you know, doing some things for my businesses, if it gets all cluttered and feels like, I don't know, messy, it feels sticky, it feels spiky, it feels angry, it feels yucky. I don't know how to put it into words exactly, but it feels not right, and you're getting annoyed, you're getting frustrated. I know to walk away, do something else, go have a cup of tea, go for a walk, go do my stair steps, go pet my horse, do something else to reset my energy because I'm getting too caught up in it and I can't see clearly. And don't we do that in our lives? We get too caught up in it, and seeing clearly doesn't mean that you're going to have every single answer. But it does mean that you'll be able to figure it out. Take a breath. Take a step back. Make sure you're practicing those self-care things. Breathe. On your in-breath, breathe calm. On your out-breath, breathe your first name. Do that for 17 times, 20 times, 30 times, 14 times, whatever number you feel is right. You just need to give yourself that energy reset in that moment, because it is so easy to become distracted and caught up and just not notice what's around you. So today, because this is my topic, I was paying attention this morning. And I opened up, you know, this app on my computer, and I actually looked at the information. I'm like, what? I've been doing this podcast for 8 years. How did that happen? For someone who didn't even know she wanted to do a podcast, that is so crazy. It doesn't feel like it's been 8 years. Wild, right? I know. I don't know why I didn't notice that before. Because I wasn't paying attention. Isn't that what we do? You know, you have certain patterns. And sometimes our patterns become habits and a little bit of superstitions, and that is different than if you have a pattern or habit that's just no longer serving you and you need to shake it up. Do you always do things the very same way all of the time? And is there a comfort in that, or is there a fear in that? Which one is it? You know, I was on social media the other day, and I'm like, I need to go search through and find stuff that makes me uplifted, because there is so much negativity on it right now, and I understand, because our world is in, like, weirdness, chaos, but I know that I don't care for it, so I have to balance being informed and having an idea of what's going on with letting it overwhelm me and suck me into huge mountains of negativity. I had to clear my energy yesterday with my super cool energy clearing program because I was just out of sorts. And my signs for being out of sorts, I swear more when I need my energy cleared. And you don't have to, like, contact me for an energy clearing. I mean, do it if it gets to be too much for you. But try it yourself first. Use a pendulum. Go do something fun, something to lift your energy. But I will swear more, I will drop things more, which is kind of odd, and I'm clumsier. Like, it's like there's something in my energy that's just making me off kilter. And I'm like, on it, I need an energy clearing, got it. Because when I'm all in that, you know, I need to clear my energy and reset, my intuition isn't as sharp. It's not as clear to me. It's easy to read for other people, but not always for yourself, right? And that's just a reality of, you know, being psychic. It's harder to see our own stuff. So notice what you notice. Get to know yourself. I know, I say it all the time. Are you guys listening? And if you need help, ask. Ask someone to help you. It's okay, right? It's okay to get help to understand your own self. That's most of my readings end up being that, helping you understand you so that you can make peace with your life or change your life or do things in your life that, you know, will change the way you're doing things so that you can, you know, create some happiness and peace. I'm reading or researching a lot of stuff right now about the law of one, and man, is it interesting. I'm not quite at a spot where I want to share what I've learned because I need to process it my own self, but I have to tell you, it's making a lot of things make a little more sense. You're not here to help every single person. And I know I say that all the time, but as empaths, we get caught up in that, and then we don't even realize we're doing it. Self-awareness for an empath is huge, 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 huge. I love my sage spray. I actually just got sage spray in my store in plastic bottles that I can mail out. So if you, oh, and the stuff that my friend makes for me, the sage, it's way better than any I've ever bought in a store. If you're interested, send me a message. I don't have it on my website yet because I have to figure out shipping, because shipping's always a tricky thing. I struggle with it all the time. But wow, I spray my shoes before I go out to do anything. I've been able to go out and peopling in towns more in the last 3 weeks since I got the sage spray and have been using it consistently than I have without an energy hangover or a people hangover from being out with people. It's crazy cool. I cannot recommend it enough. Find someone that makes sage spray. Find sage spray. Google it. Search it down. Spray your shoes. Do it. And if you can't find, hopefully I can find a way to ship it that's not terribly expensive. But wow, it is amazing. Went to Edmonton, the big city, on the weekend, and I wasn't in a rush to get home. I didn't come home and feel ill because of all the energies. I'm telling you, sage spray. I know. That's my, you know, PSA for today. I can't stop recommending it because it's so amazing. Okay. So where are we at? Okay. Try to pay attention to your patterns. Because it's really interesting to me how we will, you know, always do something a certain way, and then we just shift it a little bit or change one little piece of it, and it just changes everything, and we're like, wait a minute, whoa, why didn't I think of that before? But that's because we're busy, right? There's so much going on at any one time that we're juggling, balancing, trying to figure out that we don't notice a lot of the smaller details. And if you start to notice those and adjust those to fit your life better, it ripples out into bigger things. It works. Try it as an experiment. Give it a shot. Can't hurt anything, right? Have a little chat with yourself. Why do you do that this certain way? What's the deal on that? Does it suit you? If it does, excellent. Don't give up the things that, you know, make you happy or make your energy lifted. You're shifting, changing, or giving up or readjusting the things that don't. The things that make you feel a little heavier, you know, if there's a certain website that you go to and it just makes you cranky, but you can't stop yourself, find out why, figure out why. Change it. I've been, even little things, like I've been having this crystal that was on my desk, and it's been in my hand a lot this last week, and it's a kunzite, a pink kunzite. And so I'm like, hey, I should actually look up what this means so that I can understand what's going on. And it is fascinating. Fascinating. So if you're, you know, we all love crystals. If there's a certain crystal that you just have to keep picking up, go look up what it means so you can have an understanding of yourself or what's going on in your world. We're all leaning into a more spiritual existence, those of us that are interested. There's some people that aren't, and that's their choice too, right? We're becoming aware that everybody is entitled to their own choices, and how do we coexist together when someone's choices are different than yours, someone's belief systems are different than yours, and it is so messy, but that's what we're at, where we're at and what we're doing, and we're going to figure it out because we have no choice. Start with figuring out yourself. Shopping in a store because I needed some new boots, and, you know, I went in, and there was a big sign saying, as of this time, this store is only doing vegan. We are no longer, you know, having anything to support animals. And that's not exactly how they put it. It was very nice. And I'm like, okay, well, this is my choice. Vegan stuff doesn't support my ranching. And so I don't have to support this store. Not a big deal. I didn't have to have a hissy fit about it. I just said, okay, duly noted, and I left. And I won't buy things from that store. But here's the thing. The people that love that and do want to shop at that store, good on them. Because we don't have to be the same. And the people that don't eat beef and are thriving because of it, yay. Because the reality is there's getting to be less and less ranchers and less beef available. So we still want to feed the people that want it, right? So it's all okay, but you get to make your choices, right? You get to choose who you support, and it's all part of being aware of yourself. What do you stand for? Where's your integrity? Where's your boundaries? No one says you have to support someone who's rude or who's not in alignment with you, but you also don't have to be a jerk about it. Did they know why I turned around and left that store? No. Would it matter to them if they did? Probably not. We have to figure out how to coexist. So far, it's very bumpy. Okay, so I have a guided imagery for you today. We're going to go on a little timeless journey. So so that you can get to know your own higher essence, that part of you that does know, that part of you that lifts you up, that part of you that just knows. Okay, take a nice breath in. Be comfy. Okay, I was going to do this progressive, but I think I want to do one a different one. Okay. Becoming aware of your breathing. Just notice it for a few moments. Taking these moments to gently focus on your breath. Breathing on your in breath, you can say awareness. On your out breath, you can say your first name. Just breathing. Grounding your energy, being in your body. Taking these moments to chill out. Calm down and just be here with me right now. Okay. Now, let's take three big deep breaths as deeply as possible, beginning to release and then letting go. Three big deep breaths. Now, as your normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a gentle, warm, balmy breeze as it wafts around, wafting around your head, your neck and shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling going on, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across your upper back and circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as the breeze continues to comfort down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering. Is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering. Is it a breathing of the breeze? Or is the breeze breathing me? Just relaxing into it, feeling not so jittery. The breeze breathe continually circling around through the mid-back and around through our solar plexus. Every breath drifting deeper now. The gentle sensations of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through the belly, releasing and letting go. Becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves, ankles, and around through your feet. Now and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. Being at one with the breeze still gently, easily moving all around and all through. So that at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply, deeply relaxed, deeply relaxed. When it is comfortable, and you're just breathing, 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 becomes so easy and effortless to notice how the door of imagination just sort of opens. It might even just open by itself. Just sort of slowly opens like some warm and kindly invisible something has opened it. As any and all of your senses heighten, and in that opening, through and upward, there is a peacefulness, a calmness. Like the opening of that door somehow is inviting and just saying, come along this way for the greater wonderment of wonders. All is secure. And all is well. Imagining, stepping through and into the beyond, like every one of the senses are now heightened to reveal an upliftment. Lifting up. Lifting up to come to know what's happening in the higher essence place. Feels easy, feels gentle, feels peaceful. You're just lifting up, maybe floating in the no time experience, in the always and forever. Here, perhaps, could be, might there be a beginning of more understanding of getting to know the higher essences. Imagine lifting up and into the beyond, away from the earthly knowing and into the no-time experience, mingling with the essences of the higher nature. What begins to capture attention? Notice what's happening. I'm going to let you just feel this for a few moments as you mingle with the essences of the higher nature. What does the no-time experience feel like? What is it like in here? What first begins to be a knowing? How does it feel? Are you feeling? Are you seeing? Are you smelling? Are you tasting? What's happening? what are the essences of the higher nature wanting for you to experience? What do they want you to feel, know, see, hear? Is there any one essence of something that seems to give you guidance? What would be the asking if there could be anything to ask? What would be the giving? Let's let what seems right simply flow? How does it feel to be this energy in there? How does it feel to experience the higher essences? Make you feel some emotions? Do you feel love? Do you feel safe? Are you gaining clarity? Just let it all flow, knowing you can return anytime. And now, this feeling that this journey is complete, let's allow for coming all the way back into this time and place to Earth, bringing back the positives from the higher essence place, feeling confident, feeling loved, feeling safe. And at zero, to reinforce the good, the positive, and the true. Now at one, two, three, four, five, eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake, say your first name out loud. Nice. Didn't that feel so gentle? So gentle, so loving, so not chaotic. Remember that you can tap into that energy. When things feel overwhelmed, you are loved. You are safe. You got this. I was, when we sold our calves and I was headed to the auction market, it's about an hour and a half away. And as I was driving, I hit some pretty terrible roads and I was a little worried. Scared. I don't love it. And I had to tune into myself, like, do I want to turn around and go back, or do I want to go see this through? And I know last year the roads were fabulous, and I got there too late because they sold too early. And I remember that I was not happy. So I said, okay, I'm going to give this a shot. But if I get too scared, but at the same time, it was about halfway there, so it was kind of like, you know, one of those catch-22s. And so this is what I did, and it worked amazingly. But it's something interesting. I started with, you are safe, you are happy, you are loved, you are protected. And I kept repeating that, and then I went, what am I doing? I'm so used to taking care of other people that I didn't even consciously recognize what I did. And then I switched it to, I am safe, I am loved, I am protected. And I just kept repeating that and driving, and the roads got better. The roads actually did get better, but for quite a while, like, well, it was a little while before they did, but I didn't feel so edgy. And then the roads got better, and I was really happy that I pushed through it, right? And that can totally be a metaphor for a lot of things in our lives. Just take the time. Take the time to tune in and remind yourself that you are loved. You are worthwhile. You are valued. You are amazing. Sometimes you just forget. So to all my American pals listening, happy Thanksgiving to you tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow. Oh, and then your Black Friday shopping. We have it a little bit here, but not like you guys do. So I wish you all pleasantness for Thanksgiving. I hope your food is delicious. I hope you get to do something that resets your energy, that lifts you up. And I hope you get a lot of hugs. And if you're going shopping on Friday, I hope you get some stellar deals and that it all works out really well. So sending you all a blessing, and we will be back next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.